How's it going, everybody? Taylor Ragland, sports reporter for the Plano Star Courier. And it's going to be an ugly one for you Panther fans out there for this rapid reaction. I was at the Cotton Bowl Friday for the doubleheader. The first game, U.S. Trinity and Sachse, had a rapid reaction over that. If you want to go check that out as well. But the back half, the old 8:30 p.m. start, it was a late one between Lake Highlands and Plano East. You know, last year with Brandon Mallory and company on the East offense, this game wasn't close, but that certainly wasn't the case in round number two this season. As Lake Highlands gets Plano East 17-7, Lake Highlands was up 10-0 at the half, and then each team traded a touchdown in the second half to produce that 10-point final. It's not a lot to like for Plano East on offense, especially in the first half, and that's a little bit of an understatement even in that first half. Plano East with Ryan Faust at quarterback and Trey Jones-Scott on the sideline. Head coach Joey McCullough said that Jones-Scott was being held out because he didn't practice. His leg injury, I think it was an ankle injury, was better. He had a good week as far as recovery, and he was dressed out. But Coach McCullough said if you don't practice, even if it's an injury, you don't start, and David Johnson got the start behind Faust at running back, but they couldn't move the ball at all. You know, they ran, I believe, 14 offensive plays in the first half, including punts for 10 total yards. And it goes without saying, you know, you don't need me, you don't need my rapid reaction to tell you that 10 yards and a half is not very good. So, Lake Highlands, led by Mitch Colson, who's kind of their do-it-all. He's their quarterback, but he's really just kind of their do-it-all everything. You know, you think about a guy like Will Harbor at Frisco Reedy. I don't think Colson is nearly the athlete that Harbor is, but that similar role. That dude just leads that team, does everything for that team, and led them to a 10-0 lead at halftime. He's strong. He returned kicks for them as well, which is weird to see a quarterback do, but that just kind of highlights that, you know, everything that he does for that program. But Tyson Washington, I believe, had the first half touchdown for Lake Highlands, and they chipped in a field goal to go up 10-0. And it was just a slog, man. It was a run-based, slow. Plano East couldn't move the football whatsoever. And obviously the Panthers paid for it with the 10-0 halftime deficit. Coming out of halftime, Jones-Scott was back in the game. He would play the rest of the game, and they made a switch, Plano East did, at quarterback to junior transfer Dylan Hayden, who came in from Wyoming. Didn't show very well in week one, but head coach Joe McCullough said that, you know, obviously he felt like the team needed a spark, felt like the team needed maybe to utilize Hayden's wheels. Quarterback, he's a pretty good runner, and obviously having Jones-Scott thrown back in there was helpful as well. And it certainly had an effect. In the second half, I mentioned East had 10 yards in the first half. They finished with 196. So, I mean, you can do the math as far as how much better the second half was. And I believe East had one first down in the first half, and they had 11 in the game. So you can do the math there as well. Much better effort, to be sure, in the second half. But not exactly enough to win the game. Hayden was 7 for 11 for 50 yards. His real impact came on the ground, certainly. He had 10 carries for 87 yards and a touchdown. That touchdown was kind of what helped pull East in late. East got within, pretty tight there. But obviously the Mitch Colson touchdown late in the game, which was a really athletic touchdown. It was fourth and goal from, I believe, the 2, and they lined up to run it instead of kicking a field goal because the field goal would have only put them up by, like, 6. Wouldn't have been enough. So Colson takes a high snap and bobbles it, but then was able to kind of corral it and get the edge for the score, and that would prove to be the dagger for East. The Panthers did move the ball better. You know, Jones-Scott had 8 carries for 49 yards in the half, so, you know, a little over 6 yards a carry. He looked like himself. He's explosive. He's going to be their kind of cornerstone offensive piece this year, for sure. And I thought Hayden looked a lot better, especially than he did in week one. In week one, he didn't impress me at all. He kind of looked, out of his depth a little bit, you know, coming from Wyoming to Texas. There's a jump in high school football from basically anywhere if you come to Texas. So especially the DFW area, but Hayden looked good running the offense, and it really kind of looked like, you know, he had some fight, which I think that, you know, head coach Dylan McCullough was happy with. You know, he came in and he saw that he had his shot, and he was he appeared to be very vocal, appeared to be, you know, kind of leading that East offensive group. As I mentioned, ran the football really, really well, runs hard, really athletic. So some stuff to build on, but, you know, at the same time, you know, an 0-2 start, losses to LD Bell and Lake Highlands, certainly not what Plano East kind of envisioned for this season. You know, more self-inflicted wounds in this one, maybe not quite as bad as week one, you know, but, you know, they had a drive, I believe, like basically coming out of halftime that, you know, third and short and then back-to-back penalties or, you know, things like that, that would still kind of, you know, throw a wrench in what East is trying to do, especially offensively, that's got to get cleaned up, especially in 9-6A, you know, where the likes of Allen and McKinney Boyd and Jesuit and Prosper and even McKinney are really rolling. You know, to be competitive, East is going to have to figure out where they want to go at quarterback and develop an offense that works. Because even, you know, even following the game, McCullough wasn't, you know, ready to name Hayden the guy under center. You know, it could be any number of them. I mean, I thought, you know, I liked what I saw from him, you know, but they could just as easily go back to Faust if he has a good week. Or I think they have to make a decision. I think they have to figure out an offense that's going to work for them. If it's kind of a, you know, quote unquote two back system almost with Hayden at quarterback, even though he's not a running back, then they really have to nail that down and see if that's going to be what works for them moving forward. Yeah, because, you know, other than some moments of life in the second half, it was a pretty lackluster effort, I would say, from the Panthers inside the Cotton Bowl in the 17-7 loss. You know, that's really all there is to say about it. They have some serious stuff to figure out moving forward. You know, they get Saxey next week, which is going to be no easy task. You know, Saxey coming off a 2-point loss to U.S. Trinity, looking like Saxey's trending in the right direction, whereas East is going to have to put in some serious work this week and get some stuff nailed down to avoid trending the other way. Yeah, I mean, that's really all there is to say about that game. The first half was abysmal for East. Second half, some moments of life, but, you know, just not enough. 7 points, it wasn't enough to even beat Lake Highlands, and it's certainly not going to be enough to be competitive in a pretty top-heavy 9-6A. So that's all for this game between East and Lake Highlands. You know, it's do or die time, I think, as far as just trending the right direction. You know, I don't expect East to go out and beat Saxey next week, but they've got to start showing a little better and getting some of these guys on the same page, you know, if they want to get to it all where they want to go this season. So you can check out my recaps of all my games this weekend, Saxey, U.S. Trinity, Plano East, Lake Highlands, all of our rapid reactions, everybody else's recaps from week two, and all that good stuff at StarWalkMedia.com. But that'll be it for now. Lake Highlands takes down Plano East 17-7, and I will talk to you guys next week.